This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, a light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. We have expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, co-parenting arrangements, and arrangements for children after separation. Mention Joy and receive a free 30-minute consultation. Find out more and get in touch at nicholslaw.com.au. Nichols Family Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Good evening. You are listening to Family Matters. This is Mama Mish. Joined with me also is producer Gina. How are you, lovely?
I'm well. But Mama Mish.
Yes, dear.
You had a bit of a fall.
Yes. Actually, I was going to say it's so nice being on this side of the microphone for a change and from being away.
So welcome
back. I did.
Back.
I did fall. I slipped on some water, fell on my shoulder.
Nobody
and
pushed you?
Jarred my neck. No.
No.
No. My ex did not see me anywhere and decided to chase me down.
Well, we have got a bumper show today. We've brought one of your people in, Michelle.
One of my, not just one. We brought in a handful of our people.
A handful of your people from the US of A.
In the US, it's interesting actually hearing the accent next to an Aussie at the same time. The hand gestures, the body language, it's really interesting.
Well, apparently my body language was very Australian.
Very Australian, Mike.
I'm going to start talking like an American by the end of the show.
We were more nasally. Nasally.
Ours. I'll get it. But how can people reach out to us tonight, Michelle?
Tonight, they can SMS us on 0427-JOY949. Email us on air at joy.org.au. If they want to, we're Twits as well. Mm. So you can get us on Family Matters 94. Facebook is facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy. And you know what? If you just feel like it, look up our podcast. You can get it on joy.org.au/Family Matters.
Yeah, I reckon go onto our podcast.
But do it after the show.
Yeah.
Feel free to listen here first.
Listen here first. And we would like to be calling out to our listeners because we do have some lovely Americans in the studio all the way from Portland, Oregon. Oh. Did I say it right?
Yes, Portland, Oregon.
And we'd like to know where to send them when they're here in Melbourne. So if you've got some tips, some places they can go get coffee with flavor stuff in it. Iced coffee with vanilla stuff.
Yes.
Well, it's so not Melbourne. But if you'd like to help them out, please message in on 0427-JOY949. Now, this next song before we get started, I know it's called New Shoes, but I like to kind of change the name.
Oh, yeah? What's the name going to be?
I like to change new. So, okay, listen to this song and replace the word new with the word lesbian. Or if that's too many syllables, maybe replace it with Les.
Les? So are they just comfortable shoes?
Yeah. Okay. I think you know what I'm saying.
I think I know what you mean. All right. Well, you are listening to Family Matters. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
We nearly came late there because our guest asked a historical question. I'm like, I don't know. I was really bad at history. I have to Google that.
And it was just, it's one of those I'm going, I didn't even think of that. So we'll have to mention that later.
We'll Google that first.
So at this stage, what we're going to do is welcome Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Now, Carrie, you are an out lesbian. obviously, and an experienced gestational carrier.
Did customs say that to you as you kind of walked through? We heard you're an out lesbian. Welcome to Australia.
They didn't, but maybe they should have.
And you delivered a healthy baby boy for a wonderful lesbian couple. And you're from a company called All Family Surrogacy.
Yes.
Welcome. And welcome to our, well, welcome to this beautiful country. I say ours, but
yeah,
can I say ours?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been here long enough. Yeah. No, not citizen, but no, I'm part of the furniture.
You are.
Okay. Anyway, hi. Welcome.
Hi.
So you came down for a beautiful conference that was been going on this week.
Yes.
So
starts this weekend, I think.
Or does it start this weekend?
Yeah, starts this weekend.
Oh, okay. So I was wrong. There you go.
That's why I'm here.
To keep me in line. Anyway, how are you finding things so far?
I love it. It's very different than the U.S., but that's a good thing.
Now, about your company, All Family Surrogacy, can you tell us a bit about your company, your clientele, just a bit more?
Because you're the founder and director of this.
Yes. So, All Family Surrogacy is a gestational surrogacy agency and was formed because my wife and I, we've been together 13 years. We have a five-year-old little girl that I delivered, and we had an anonymous sperm donor. And we just felt so grateful that someone helped us to have our family, a stranger essentially helped us have our family, that it led me to want to help another family. So I researched surrogacy.
Okay. So you delivered your own baby with your wife?
Yes. So it was my egg and I carried her, but it was an anonymous sperm donor. And then I wanted to do something to help another family. And so I found surrogacy and thought, wow, I could really do that. And I ended up becoming a gestational surrogate.
And that's the thing. I know some, you know, we've spoken about known sperm donors here, and unknown sperm donors. And we hear a lot about egg donors for women because the process usually, if all goes well, is about a month because you create the embryos and you go through that. So if you're going through the fertility route. But surrogacy, a gestational surrogate, it's not 1 month. It's a couple of months. That's quite a gift to be giving to another couple to be a surrogate. Mm-hmm. So did you form the organization first and then become a surrogate, or you kind of put your hand up for a couple? How did that kind of happen?
So I was a surrogate first. Mm-hmm. I decided I wanted to do something to help another family, found a lesbian couple that needed a surrogate, and that's pretty rare.
It is.
The reason they needed a surrogate is because one had had a kidney transplant and the other had had a thyroid issue. So neither of them could actually carry, but it was their eggs that they used. So I carried for a lesbian couple, carried their little boy. And from that experience, thought, I really want to stay involved with surrogacy, but I don't need to keep having babies. So started the agency actually when I was 8.5 months pregnant as a surrogate. And the rest is history. It took off from there.
Amazing. So about the organization, who's involved? So you help recruit. Is that the right language to use? And forgive me if I'm wrong. To bring in surrogates for other couples.
Right. So there's 10 of us at All Family Surrogacy, and 6 of us have been surrogates ourselves.
Wow.
And yeah, so our job is twofold. We recruit and support the surrogates, and then we also work with the intended parents. So we do both sides.
Now, when you're saying gestational carrier, can you explain a little bit more to me what that means?
The oven. You know how we were talking about cooking before?
Yes, that's right.
The microwave with a popcorn button.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly right. So,
not that fast, though.
Exactly. So there's two different types of surrogacy. Traditional, which is where the surrogate is also the egg donor. And then there's gestational, which is where she's only the oven. She's only carrying an embryo that's been created through IVF. And our agency and most agencies in America and most surrogacies in America are gestational.
There you go. Now, when
you
it comes
want popcorn,
to,
no.
I want pop, actually, I do want popcorn now. No, but okay. So, producer Gina.
Yes.
So, our laws here to be a surrogate. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Well, I think the main difference between ourselves and the USA is in Australia you have to be it's altruistic surrogacy. So there is no compensation. I think is the best way to describe it. If you are to be a gestational carrier. Also, some of the laws, we had Dr. Anne Polinis who was telling us, I know here in Victoria, and again, it could vary state to state, you must be at a certain age, you must have had so many kids in order to be eligible.
So what
to
does be that here? So what, you've already had, you have to have like three
I
kids
think
here?
It's two or three kids, and I think the age has to be over 25, and I can research that and get back to everyone if that's wrong.
And so to match up with what
and
yours is there.
And you can't be an egg donor and surrogate at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So you can't, yeah.
Okay.
So that's what happens here in Australia.
And they have to be 21.
Right. So it's important to note that there's no regulation for surrogacy in the U.S., but the American Society for Reproductive Medicine does have guidelines that the reputable agencies, such as ours, do follow. And that would be a minimum age of 21 and must have given birth to at least one child of their own. And compensation is possible in most U.S. states, but it does vary state by state.
And so a lot of these laws do change. So Oregon, which is, for those playing at home, is the one of the states up in the upper northwest, right underneath Washington. But Washington doesn't have, you can't be a surrogate in Washington.
So the only type of surrogacy you can do legally in Washington is altruistic. You cannot be compensated at all in the state of Washington.
So similar to what we have
right
here. Well, we're going to touch it. We've got a lot more questions to ask because, you know, part of the conference is people like yourself coming down from the US, people coming from Greece as well. So we'd like to know about some of the people you've recruited and some of the couples that you've helped through this organization. Back sure. with more on Family Matters in a sec.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Family Matters, and we have a room full of beautiful strangers, all from overseas, from the happy,
America.
Happy land of the USA, America.
America.
Coming to
your
America.
Place.
Yeah, place. My people, my people.
Your people.
Now, if you do want to reach out to us, you can SMS us on 0427-JOY949. Email us on air at joy.org.au. We are Twits, so you can get us in Family Matters 94, facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy. Now, welcome back, Carrie.
Thank you.
And all kinds of things off air we keep talking about
yeah.
from the different things from here in the US and different stories.
But to catch up, everyone, Carrie is actually the founder and director of All Family Surrogacy, which is a gestational surrogacy agency based in Portland, Oregon. So just to catch you all up, if you're thinking of having a holiday and starting a family.
And they're here for?
The Surrogacy Conference, which is on this weekend, and it's got visitors from all over the world. And there's like eight, I think, gay couples presenting, including yeah. yourselves.
And we were talking a bit about the clientele and stuff that people come that have come to you as well. Do you have any some stories that them some really happy stories or things people have struggled with or that had positive outcomes or?
Lots of stories, yeah. So our agency specializes in LGBT surrogacy. So about 98% of our intended parents are gay males. And therefore, we do a lot of twins. They like to have twins a lot. So one from each dad and then the same egg donor. Oh, wow. Yeah, so they're twin siblings. Technically, half siblings.
Is that the end thing at the moment?
That's the thing. Yes, that's the thing. So, I mean, we have a lot of great stories. Our whole goal is that at the end of the day, that there are healthy, happy babies, but also a lasting friendship and connection between the surrogate and the intended parents.
And do people come to you? So what's the journey of a client coming in? Is it a person coming to you going, knock, knock, I want to be a surrogate. I've got great hips and I think I can do this. Or is it couples coming to you or is it saying we want to start a family or is it both?
It's both.
Yeah.
So there's a huge, huge demand for surrogates
yeah.
in the US. And a lot of that has to do with countries such as India and Thailand
yeah.
closing down, particularly to gay couples.
Yes.
So America is sort of one of the last frontiers for gay and lesbians from all over the world to safely and ethically do surrogacy.
Now, because I speak Yankanese, I'm curious. Now, if you have people coming to you to be a surrogate and you deal most with LGBTI community, I know there's a larger out religious attitudes over there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with people who come in and say, maybe I don't want to carry for an LGBT couple?
Mm-hmm. So we have a very long questionnaire that we ask them to fill out up front. And we do ask them, what types of parents are you not willing to carry for? And there's a long list. You know, there's obviously gay, lesbian, there's trans, there's HIV positive, all different sorts of parents and that we work with. And so they'll tell us up front what they're comfortable with and what they're not. And then we're very honest with them about whether or not we feel we can match them, because we do specialize in gay and lesbian couples.
You mentioned trans there. So now you speak in my language. Now, we've had many different groups that have come in who are all part of the different stages. But we don't have groups that really work together, do we, Gina? They all kind of like their own individual group. So over there, do you tend to work with other groups as well? Or do you do other services in-house? Or how does it work with you?
So I assume you mean like the fertility clinic?
Yeah, like fertility or any of those. Like, how does that work over there?
So there's different components of a surrogacy journey. The main ones being an agency, which isn't required, but it's highly recommended. So an agency such as ours, fertility clinic, of course, which is going to handle all of the medical side of the IVF process. And then there's going to be lawyers involved. And then you also have insurance professionals. So our job as an agency is to be sort of the middleman and work amongst all of those groups.
Oh, that's really good.
So thinking, I believe that a lot of Australians are probably coming to America because altruistic surrogacy is, you know, supply demand. I mean, here we're hearing it is much more difficult. So say a gay or a lesbian couple come to America, is that stuff that you can assist with hooking them up with? Because I imagine it's immigration lawyers for them as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, standard family lawyers. Mm-hmm. And is that the sort of stuff that you can assist them with? So say they've come, they've done what they need to do, will they fly home? Is that the sort of stuff you can say assist an Australian couple that comes to the US?
Yes. So we have several clients from Australia and hopefully more after this conference. But it doesn't matter where they come from in the world. We will have usually the legal team is going to be who's going to advise them on the things such as the immigration and the passports and the visas. So most of our international couples, and by the way, most of our clients, our intended parents, are from other countries. It's pretty rare, actually, for us to work with American couples.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we do have a few, but most of them are from other countries. So the lawyers, there'll be a lawyer in the U.S., that will handle parentage and legal items in the U.S., and then they'll have a lawyer back home. Mm-hmm. Then those two lawyers will work together throughout the process to make sure that everything's in place.
Cool. And so the fertility journey, because I know in – and I'm just – I guess I'm thinking because you were a surrogate for a lesbian couple. Here in Australia, lesbians are allowed to access IVF and don't have to be classified as medically infertile. Mm-hmm. That's not the same in the States, is it? They can't get the same fertility access and benefits. In the United States, I remember reading a report over there that it's still not accessible. Mm-hmm. Is that the case?
So access, yes. Anyone can receive the access to it, but benefits don't exist in the U.S. So maybe 10% of health insurance companies cover some part of the IVF process. It's very rare. If you have insurance that covers any part of the IVF process, you're super lucky.
I heard that in the States.
There's not as much like
kind of coverage.
No, there's hardly anything compared to here. For anything, for any kind of assistance whatsoever.
Wow. So I guess it would be probably more likely that it would be easy for a gay male couple to go over there and do that than a lesbian couple to be going through that cycle because you get a little bit more here. My goodness. So what's the kind of – so they fill in a questionnaire. So say you've got your prospective surrogates. Do you do health checks? Are they working with what we call GPs here and that sort of stuff? How does that all kind of work until you find a tick suitor?
Yes. So finding qualified surrogates is very difficult. It takes about 2 to 3 months to get a surrogate all the way through our screening process. Different agencies will have different screenings. Ours is very conservative and thorough. We only approve maybe 15% of applicants. So just a brief overview would be initial application, an interview with our intake coordinator who's been a surrogate herself. From there, criminal background checks on every adult living in the surrogate's home. From there, we would then send a social worker to her home to do an interview and an in-home basically observation, almost a mini home study.
Wow.
From there, a psychological evaluation with a mental health therapist. And then the fertility clinic will also have looked at her medical history and approved her as well.
When you're saying it, the 15%, is there of all of those things that end up actually saying fail, what is the one thing that tends to fail more than any others?
Pregnancy history. So yeah. The fertility clinic is not going to sign off medically on someone who hasn't had almost picture perfect pregnancy history, mm-hmm. because the risk of them having any complications in a surrogacy is just too great.
Mm. Oh. And that's the thing, the surrogate needs to be healthy and remain healthy through the pregnancy for her own health as well, long term.
Right.
And also, I mean, the cost, we've heard the cost mm-hmm. associated with just a really good cycle when everything goes well. Mm-hmm. We're talking up to about 40,000 Australian dollars mm-hmm. and then some is what I've heard for couples that go over there to perform this. So you want to make sure that everyone I don't want to use a baseball term like bring the A game or something, you get to home base.
We are
talking American. Shall we be making baseball references? But I don't want to. But I guess it's there's so many factors involved in choosing that. So it's a great stringent process. Because I think a lot of people think if it's not altruistic surrogacy, and this is a lot of the debate we're having here, it's just a meat market. It's just like a factory mm-hmm. kind of thing. But it's not that. It's not that at all.
Now, our laws for allowing all of this has only been more recent.
Oh, they keep changing, and that's where we need our beautiful Beck to come in and kind of help us. Yeah. But we will be touching.
And we had our story a while ago about the Happy Little Vegemite jar where the couple met a guy and he did his business.
That was like 21 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm. Do you ever hear stories of like this that we described back home in the U.S.? Where people just kind of go and just get the donor and do their own thing?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that happens. Definitely.
Still does today? Mm-hmm. Or?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's full on. But we don't have the Happy Little Vegemite. More like Skippy Jar.
No, exactly.
All right, you are listening to Family Matters. We will be back shortly.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Family Matters. Producer Gina, you've got the love to see me through.
I got the love.
You've got the love.
I can make the popcorn. I know how to do it now. There's a button and a microwave and
exactly.
$1,000.
You just got to spend a couple hundred bucks to get a new machine.
Fabby.
Well, we have had a great show so far. We've been speaking to Carrie, who's from All Family Surrogacy from Portland, Oregon.
Carrie, I did want to ask one thing because you yourself were a surrogate before you started all this mm-hmm. and you have a five-year-old daughter.
Yes.
When you are the surrogate, though, and you're in the shops and you're putting petrol in the car and all that sort of stuff, and babies and pregnant tummies start conversations and people come up and touch them,
mm-hmm.
what are the conversations then? Because everyone just assumes the baby you're carrying is yours.
Right.
Because this is the kind of advice you can pass on to your future surrogates. How do you have those conversations?
Yeah, so I'm of the belief that you should just be completely open and honest, and I have no problem telling people it's not mine, which always has you get very strange looks. What do you mean it's not yours? It's not mine. I'm a surrogate. I'm carrying this for someone else. And sometimes you just get weird looks and people walk away, and then sometimes people want to know more and you actually get a chance to educate people. But there's actually one of our surrogates who just had a shirt made and it says, not the mama.
Love it.
And oh my God, love it.
Yeah. So, I mean, more and more surrogates are having those conversations, which I think is great.
And what it's doing is it's educating other people. And we were chatting with a surrogate and she goes, yeah, she says it starts that conversation and people think, wow, maybe I could do this. And they've never thought of being a surrogate. And that's the thing, finding surrogates is really...
But see, I find over there, people really don't think outside the 2.5 picket fence very much. Everyone kind of sticks in their own little bubble.
Yeah.
Where here, people are like, oh my God, really? Oh my God, I'd love to know some more. Like everyone just wants to know.
Yeah.
And there it's like, oh, I'm sorry. And they just kind of run away.
Oh, really?
that's my experience.
We're very inquisitive here.
Yeah.
It depends.
We're almost too friendly here.
Nah. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So part of the conference, the conference, my understanding from reading the material, it's really for intent, like people wanting to start a family. That's right. The main audience that are there. Is that who you're finding there, or is it a place to meet other people working in this space? Tell us a little bit more about the conference itself.
Yeah, so it's the Families Through Surrogacy Conference, and it's meant for intended parents, those who are interested in starting their families or building their families through surrogacy. So lots of intended parents coming to learn about the way surrogacy is done all over the world.
Wow. Because it's not only, there's people from the US, there's people from Canada, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Greece, I think. Greece, my Greece. People. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about that one. Go get a tan and a baby.
And your service basically is the middleman that ties it all together.
Right. Yeah.
Middle woman.
Middle woman.
Get the vessel right. No.
Exactly.
Middle woman. And so do you find that, is this your first conference that you've been to this, or are you finding you're going and to many conferences and just chatting to people and letting them know?
So there are a couple different similar circuits of this type of conference. So this is our first Families Through Surrogacy, but we mm-hmm. do another called Men Having Babies, and which is obviously for men having babies. And we've gone to Israel a few times, which happens to be where most of our clients are from.
Oh,
Israel,
wow.
China, different countries that
are you getting many
for.
Aussies? Are we coming over?
We do have a couple.
Yeah.
We do have a couple, and hopefully more, like I said, after this conference. Yeah.
Very cool. Aussie dads or lesbian moms?
Dads.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool.
Moms can figure it out. It's usually the dads going, I don't know how I would carry it, to be honest, Gina. Giving birth to it's another story.
That's fantastic. And are the Aussie dads wanting twins as well?
Actually.
I'm really surprised that they're like the twin request.
Yeah, actually, no, not so much here. Other countries.
I can see it now. One of each. One blonde.
Yeah.
Bold blue eyes.
But how are you finding Australia so far? I mean, you've only been here a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And you've come into winter. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's really strange to be looking at pictures back home and they're swimming and it's 90 degree or 90 Fahrenheit. I'm not sure what that is, Celsius.
Yeah. It's like 30.
Okay, 30 yeah. Celsius back home. Yeah, but it's great. Actually, Melbourne looks like Seattle, Washington, if anyone knows.
I teach you? Okay.
Oh, tell me how to say it.
Not Melbourne. It's Melbourne.
Melbourne.
There you go. There you go.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was very good.
First, as soon as I came off the, boat. Came off the plane.
That's informal.
Yeah. That's the first thing everyone comes to. No, Michelle, it's not Melbourne. It's Melbourne. So.
But then no one would be able to laugh at my bad
exactly.
American accent if I didn't
exactly.
say it that way.
Can I ask something that might embarrass us
sure.
as Australians? So you're married in the United States? That's legal there.
It's legal there now. Yeah, yeah. We're a domestic partnership in Oregon, which is the same as marriage in Oregon.
How does it feel walking into a country where it's not recognized?
Oh, it doesn't feel much different than America 2 years ago. Yeah, I mean, it's not that much different at all.
So legal marriage over there, is there anything missing? Is it the exact same thing as being heterosexual marriage, or is there anything missing?
It's since it's become federal, it's the exact same thing.
Beautiful. I'm just curious because you said domestic partnership there. Just then I'm going, ooh.
Well, so domestic partnership was the only thing available to us in Oregon before it became federal, and we don't want a third or fourth anniversary date, so we haven't made the switch because we had our wedding, quote unquote, in 2006 and then our domestic partnership in 2010 because that was the only legal avenue, and then now marriage. So yeah, everyone back there has like three or four anniversaries.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
We have none of that. We got Ben and Jerry's fighting now.
But see, it's weird for me. If I were to go and try to marry a man, I wouldn't be able to, but if I went to go marry a woman, I could.
Oh, yeah.
And all comes down to what's going on downstairs.
Back to that microwave with that special button.
Exactly. I just need a special button.
Special button. Well, Kerry, how are you? You know, we're here. We want to give you some advice about what you need to do. We've got a couple of minutes, but there's a few things we want you to do while you're here in Melbourne. You've got your mum here who's sitting in the back there. We want you to take her to a football game. The chicks talking footy, we need to put it out there.
Do you have one of those things that go around your waist with the bag?
A fanny pack?
You don't
bum
have
bag.
Don't call it a fanny pack.
Oh, fanny pack, no?
No.
Help her out here, Mama. Okay, she's been here a while.
Okay, there's doodles and there's cha-chas and a fanny is a cha-cha.
Ah, okay.
Okay,
you
so
just spoke
got
that
it.
Language and I have no
idea. Yeah. I'm trying to think of it clean for radio. So you get me. So if you say fanny pack, that's
got it.
Yeah, you're talking about your fanny.
Got it.
This isn't your fanny.
Got it.
Okay, so yes.
You've noticed there are no kangaroos and koalas roaming the streets of Melbourne.
Yes. No. But like I said, we haven't run into any.
If you want one to shit in your hand, go to Healesville.
Got it.
Will you be doing any touristy kind of stuff while you're here?
We did yesterday. We did the Phillip Island penguins.
Oh, awesome.
Fun, and
they're super cute.
I snuck some photos I wasn't supposed to sneak.
As long as you didn't sneak a penguin into your bag, it's fine.
Yeah,
fine.
We almost did. We almost did. We wanted to.
It was cute, wasn't it? They are very super cute. We do love the penguins.
Something else. I mentioned a footy game. Just go see it. But, you know, that's its own thing.
You got to have a decent coffee. So you got to go down Brunswick Street or Fitzroy. No.
We are going to go to the Vaudeville Drag Cabaret tomorrow night. So
welcome to Melbourne.
Melbourne to Melbourne.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Well, we've loved having you here on Family Matters. We are going to put up your details on our Facebook page so that if people have missed out on the conference, they can get in touch with you. So you want some more Aussie families? Well, let's send some. Let's send some
Most
away.
Most definitely.
I know. So, Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. You know what?
Is there like a baseball team we need to follow? I know the Red Sox,
not in Portland.
That's not Portland.
No, no, no.
That's Boston.
You can go to Portland. You're basically, I'm trying to remember here. It's been a while. From Portland, it's about maybe, about an hour and a half to Mount Hood and then an hour and a half to Cannon Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Mount Hood, can go skiing.
Oh.
Beautiful. And then the next minute, you're look like you're in like Jurassic area through the woods, and then you're down doing
at
Cannon Beach down the ocean cool. and get some of the best clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
Clam
I could make
chowder.
A joke about that, but I won't. Thank you, Kerry, again for
Thank
joining us.
You.
Welcome to Melbourne.
Thank
and we
you.
Hope you enjoy your stay.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Well, you have been listening to Family Matters. We'll be right back. Well, it has been a fun night here on Family Matters.
Informative night.
Very informative night. Now, if you did miss tonight's show and you would like to follow back on tonight as well as many other of our nights, you can get us on joy.org.au/Family Matters, or you can get us on the iTunes store and the podcast app.
Subscribe. Write us.
Download to your phone instantly as soon as it comes through, and away you go.
Exactly. Now, we were really lucky we had Kerry here, and now you can still get tickets to the Families Through Surrogacy Conference. We will put the details up on our webpage. It is this Saturday and Sunday here in Melbourne. So 3rd to 4th of June. And they've got experts from US, Canada, Ukraine, Greece, my people. They will be speaking at the conference to give prospective parents options of starting a family for themselves.
Well, it's been fun to have awesome. My people in studio
your
tonight.
Your people.
Now, Gina, we received a letter.
Oh, we got a letter.
It's actually, there's paper and it's writing. Oh, my God. Feel it. It's how cool is that?
That's no, quite seriously. Yeah. We've got a letter. You're all welcome to write some.
So what they're saying is, to whom it may concern, I was a pregnancy counselor for pregnant women prior to being married. I was able to see how much women love to hear about the development of their baby and how blessed they were. I would like to hear more about this. I would like to hear more about this topic. Please call me if you would like me to talk at your radio station or share my knowledge experience. From Joanna.
Aww. Joanna, thank you. We won't read your mobile number on
air.
I'm sure people will call that. Joanna, we will actually be in touch with you, and we have been speaking with quite a few counsellors. We've got a few episodes coming up in the near future that we will be engaging some counsellors that not only work inside the fertility kind of specialist route, but outside of that as well. That
all kinds of fun family things coming up.
Yeah, we do have some fun family things coming up. So please, if you have a show idea or something you want to know more about, because a lot of what we talk about is really from our listeners that sort of say, like Joanne did, we want to know more about surrogacy. We want to know more about what the difference between IUI and IVF is. And that's what we're here to do.
We're family
to help
stories
you.
In general.
Yes, that absolutely.
Around the rainbow family. I mean, we still should need to talk to your mom about the first time you came. I would love to go.
My mama, she knows speak the English very well, but I love her
You're
very
getting
much.
Out of that one easy.
I really do. Maybe she can just cook for us. But my mama, yes. We will be speaking to your mom.
Yes,
going to be a future episode, and we're hoping to bring out
that'll
gorgeous,
be an interesting one.
That'll be a good one. I'm looking forward
especially
to
speaking
to your mom.
Especially how she came around.
Yeah, but she did.
She did.
So it's got a happy ending.
Yeah. She'll probably blubber on the phone, but that'll be okay.
Maybe we'll pre-record.
Mama, Mrs. Mama. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Now, again, so our American guests are here, and I've made them promise that they will not eat Vegemite. I'm sorry, Michelle. I know you were trying to get them, but you didn't sell them over on your daughter's little menu.
But my kid burned the toast first before she put it on there. Come on, it's not the same.
Well, up next, we have the gorgeous Bears. Last week it was the Cubs, but this week, they cut, the Cubs took over. But this week, no,
big Daddy Mark's in. He's going to go and put the Cubs in their place.
Ooh. Now, if Beck was here, she'd be woof woof gurring you. But I
we can do it.
Can you woof gurr?
I think I can woof.
Can you American woof gurr? But, you know, to pay respect to the Portland Oregon
woof
folks.
Woof gurr.
Is that how you do it?
I don't know.
Is that the
probably
American accent?
There are R's in it. Woof woof gurr.
Ooh, boys. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm getting the nod.
Well, thank you so much. This podcast will be up soon. And if you want any, please write us a letter. We got so
Definitely.
Excited when
if,
we saw this.
If there are things you want to hear, you want to reach out to us, please reach out to us. Again, we're Twits. You can get us on Family Matters 94, facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy. And it's that time to go to the Bears. So woof.
Family Matters, brought to you by Joy sponsor, Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. NicholsLaw.com.au.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast. Got a light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families. Sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.